Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our study of Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 through 10. This study is titled, The Time is at Hand. This is part 2 of 2.
The pawn, we'll say, keeping with that, you are God's possession if you're saved. See, it says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They're God's possession. You are bought with a price. Have you ever thought about yourself like that? If you're saved here today, God purchased you. You belong to Him. And He didn't pay, like, silver and gold, I think we'll quote in a minute. It was by His blood that He purchased you. Amen. You have been purchased by the most precious thing ever in the world. The blood of Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
See, and when that sinks in, you can't help but just love Jesus. You just can't help but want to praise Him. Want to sing about Him. You can't help it. We have been redeemed because Jesus has paid. In 1 Peter 1:18, that's where we're going to read about that. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. In other words, everything, all the other ways you thought you could be redeemed, false.
Amen.
And that includes the idea of paying. And there's still a lot of people today who give money to the church trying to win or earn their redemption.
Right. Yeah.
Can't happen.
Amen.
Verse 19. Read it. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We sang about it. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You let that sink in when you sing that song. That's saying that Jesus is the Passover Lamb. Amen. Jesus fulfilled the requirement of the shed blood that was needed to pay for your sins. It had to be the blood of God. That's why we teach the deity of Jesus Christ so strongly. If Jesus isn't God, Jesus isn't your Savior.
Amen.
You could not be bought with the blood of angels. You could not be bought with the blood of men. You had to be bought with the blood of God.
Amen.
And then you have these goofballs like, what's his name, MacArthur, and these guys are saying the blood is inconsequential. It's all about his death. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission.
Amen.
And it had to be the blood of the Passover lamb, and that's why John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Didn't say the sin of the elect, said the sin of the world.
Amen.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He's saying that He has died, and His blood is sufficient payment for all, but He will only save those who believe.
Amen.
That's Christianity.
Amen.
Ain't no other religion like it.
Amen.
We have been redeemed, Jesus has paid, and Jesus will possess.
Amen.
Jesus isn't going to pay and not possess what's rightfully His. And that's what it means to be redeemed. Romans 8:23 says, and not only they, talking about the creation, but ourselves also. I just got to say this, it's talking about the creation groaning. And I remember reading that with the kids. And one of the girls said, that sounds like you every time you get up out of a chair. And they were, ooh, how many of you do that now? It's coming. If you're not doing it yet, one of these days you're going to go, oh. Yeah, didn't it? Didn't it happen to you already? Yeah. Yeah, oh. And not only is the creation groaning, but we groan. David limping on his ankle. I've seen Charlie kind of limping around. He's so tall. You know, tall people have a lot of problems that us short people don't have. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we have the weight gain problem. We don't have enough place to put everything. But tall people seem to have more bone issues, and they creak and amen? Can I get a witness, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he ain't even 30 years old yet, and he's, groaning like I was just, recently. And that's, I know, you're getting a new body. We'll come to that. Amen? Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for this, the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Amen. Amen.
The redemption of our body. You are saved, and we'll get to this, and God's going to collect on His payment on the day of redemption.
Amen.
That's the day He comes and gets your body. Now, we don't have time to do all the references. We've taught on this before, but when you die, if you die before the rapture, you go to be with the Lord in spirit and soul, and we believe there's going to be some, you're going to have a form, but it's not your body. And so, at the time of the rapture, those who have already died, it says, those who sleep in Jesus, will He bring with Him? See? And when He brings them with Him, then He says, come up hither. And the dead in Christ rise first. Wait a minute, I thought the dead were with Jesus. They are, but it's their bodies that rise first. The dead in Christ rise first. And so then they put on their glorified body. And a millisecond after that, you and I go up right behind them, and our bodies are glorified. That's the redemption of our body right there. Does that excite you? I mean, I just start to think about that. You know what? All the little things that are bothering you right now, at that moment, you'll forget about it all.
Amen.
I mean, you don't get amnesia, but it's just a matter of, you know, it's like things that bothered you when you were 10 years old, and then you get 20, 30, 40, and you have real problems, and you no longer are worried about that thing that bothered you when you were 10 years old. Multiply that effect by a million the moment your body is redeemed. That's coming. You ought to be familiar with this promise of Jesus in Luke 21, 28. He says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads for what? Seeing there's guys that hyper divide and they try to say, well, wait a minute, this is just about the Jews and this to the Jews. No, this is, he says, when these things begin to come to pass. He didn't say when they come to pass. So we see things. The stage being set. We can look up because he's talking about his second coming. And if you know the second coming's close, the rapture's closer.
Amen.
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 Amen. Apostasy and world religion today.
Yep.
You saw it actually in the prayer service for the inauguration on January 21st, 2017. And you had all the 12 different religions. What? No, this was the day after. Yeah. And they said there were 12 different religions. And only one of them was right. And you hear the mockery of these guys, Greg Gutfeld on Fox News and Bill Maher, these guys, and they mock and make fun. Yeah, there's 12 religions, and every one of them think the other one's wrong. So, does that mean one of them isn't? One of them is right. And His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And anybody there who represented Jesus Christ was right.
Amen.
I don't believe they should have been there, to be honest with you. I don't think we should yoke up and ecumenical services with the false religions. But they're going to answer for that, not me. Amen. But just as a commentary, those who you heard who preached the truth of Jesus Christ, then they're right.
Amen.
And everybody else is wrong. There's really only two religions. The right one and the wrong one. Amen. And by the way, it's all being set up for the world religion that'll be in place when the Antichrist appears. Everybody's ripe and ready, and that final pope appears, and everybody bows down before him as the man of sin and the son of perdition. Amen. That's why everybody's getting this mindset of world religion, one world religion. It's all setting the stage for the appearance of the Antichrist. Sodomite culture. Why? Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot.
Right.
And so the more you see this Sodomite culture, and the more you see that they're pushing to, just like they push for homosexuality to be considered a legitimate lifestyle, they're now doing it with pedophiles.
Right.
And they're now starting to try to say that man-boy love and all this stuff is normal, and that we shouldn't be hateful. And they're using the same language, same tactics for the pedophiles that they used for homosexuals. And just like in about 1996, when I said that homosexual marriage is coming, and everybody said, you're crazy, Greg, you're crazy, Greg. And now we have homosexual marriage, and I wasn't the first, and I was among many who were saying that and being mocked for saying it. I'm telling you now, pedophilia is on its way to normalcy in America. You had better wake up and fight. And you'll be sorry you didn't for your grandkids, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews if you don't. We're already stuck with sodomite marriage. And it's coming. They're going to lower the age of consent, and they're going to say that as long as a child consents to sex, it's okay. That's the path that they're on. Global digital economy sets the stage for what we need for world government. And that is all your credit cards with the chip in it, and all the being able to just pass by the gas thing and wave your wallet or something. You don't have to just have your wallet on you, and it pays, and walking in the door, and when you walk out, you don't even have to pay. You just walk out, and it rings every day up, and takes it out of your account, and as you leave the door, you get a receipt. It's all coming, and it's all being setting the stage for the mark of the beast. Yep. Every bit of it. Am I saying that you're wicked if you use one of those counters where there's no cashier or anything? No, because, let's just face it, so many of the cashiers are so pathetic that, you know, sometimes out of desperation, you just want to get out of there. So you go to the self-checkout. You know, it's just a matter of necessity. Now, I try to use human beings. I do. But sometimes I just got to get out of that place. And so I'm not saying the mark of the beast is something that happens after the rapture during the tribulation. If you're left behind, you'll know, you'll see it all. But this is not. This is to tell you the stage is being set.
Amen.
World government.
Yep.
The one thing, my main criticism of the whole Trump thing this weekend, in his speech when he thanked the people of the world, he didn't. I don't think he wrote that. Speech all by himself, so I don't know who's responsible. He was not elected by the world. He was elected by the American citizens and only those who registered to vote.
Amen.
Not all the citizens. And then in his the night before at the concert, the fellow introduced him, and it was all about the world and being the leader of the globe and all this stuff. And I don't think they really think that. I think they're just speaking in larger than life terms, but it is a mindset. People are getting stages being set for the idea, I'm not an American citizen first, I'm a global citizen first. And so I want, and the president is the leader of the quote-unquote free world, maybe so in a sense, but all that language is to set the mindset for the world where there's no borders. And so I know Trump isn't a globalist in that sense, or he wouldn't be talking about a border wall. But it's still there. It's still like lurking just beneath the surface. And it's all setting the stage for the day of redemption. What's that last one I skipped? Oh, I can't skip that one.
No.
The anti-Israel, anti-Semitism that's going on today. And this rabbi that spoke at the inauguration and being threatened and mocked and blasted. That was the first time we had a Jewish rabbi at an inaugural since Ronald Reagan. And they are attacking Trump for wanting to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as I mentioned in our prayer time. And all these things, this is just part of it because the whole world will come against the state of Israel. It's coming. And so it's setting a stage. And that's why I think I just demonstrated how we can see these things begin to come to pass.
Yeah.
When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads for your what? Your redemption draweth nigh. It's close, folks. It's too close for you to be goofing off. It's too close for you to be dealing with sin. It's too close for you to be compromising.
Amen.
Our redemption draweth nigh. Here's a little reality check. We are redeemed in a legal sense now. Our bodies are redeemed. But the day is coming. And I know this is, I'm going to show you a couple of things that we've looked at before. But as a little reminder, Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. Think of that. That we talked about ourselves. The whole creation. Everything you see in this world, there's some, like Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, there's some really unbelievable things in this world. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
That's the fallen version. I think the other day about the Northern Lights, and it would be wonderful to see that if you haven't already. Maybe you are. Did you see it when you was up in Michigan? Were you further up north? And then who was it? Somebody else was up north in Canada. I was wondering if they went. You guys, did you get far enough north to see the Northern Lights? Did you see the Northern Lights? Well, the people that I know who have seen it, it's like blows them away.
We went to Alaska.
You saw it up there?
Yeah.
That's the fallen version. I think the light displays, the mountains, the canyons, the things we're going to see in the future blow this thing away. It's just,
amen.
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves. I know I quoted it earlier, but I want to reemphasize, waiting for the adoption to wit. That means to say. It's like waiting for the adoption to say the redemption of our body. Awesome. When the Bible says you are sealed unto the day of redemption, you are sealed until this happens.
Amen.
I have that on my hard drive, and every once in a while, I just go open it.
Amen.
Put it on the screen, and just look at it.
Amen.
One of these days, if you have died before the rapture, all your loved ones who died in Christ before the rapture, and then a millisecond after they go up, you do the same.
Amen.
And you know, people are like, that's never happened before, so they don't believe it can happen. I'm telling you, just sit and think about the things that have happened that we didn't think would ever happen.
Yeah.
If that's your standard of testing something, you got the wrong standard. The standard is this. Has God ever lied?
No.
Do you think He ever will?
No.
Is it possible? It's going to happen.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Let her get pictured after. I'm going to play a little clip that we've seen before. Until this happens.
Jesus Christ is coming back for His church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or He might come next week, or He could even come.
I just believe that's the best example of that happened. That's how quick it's going to happen, folks.
Amen.
I tried to talk to a guy who said he's going to grab a hold of his mom's arm and go up with her. He wasn't a Christian. I said, you don't understand. You ain't going to have time to grab nothing. In the twinkling of an eye, that's not blinking. That's a blink. Twinkling is 10 times faster than you can blink.
What was that verse?
There you go. That's another one that I have on my hard drive. And every once in a while I just watch it. When Obama got reelected, I went back and watched that. I said, Lord, please let this happen real fast. Please. And he said, my grace is sufficient. And we went through 4 more years. God is faithful. God is faithful. And folks, He wouldn't have done it if all you did is sit there. It was praying people. It was people standing for what's right. That Tea Party movement had its flaws, but God used it. And God will use anybody who will just stand. Stand. And you'll stand when you stop thinking this world is important to you. And when what you are consumed with is the day of redemption. The day of redemption is it.
Amen.
That's the day you're living for. When I was a kid, I used to live for 16 to get my driver's license. And then I was living for 18, so when I could move out. And then it was 21, so I could go buy a beer. All the nonsense, stupid things kids have, you know. But it was like a goal, something you thought about and lived for. And then it was, you know, Going to get married. Going to have kids. You got all these goals. If they're done for the glory of God, which my 21-year-old buying a beer thing doesn't fit, but you could want your license to glorify God. Going to college. We've watched this show a couple times where it's pretty clean and funny, and so we enjoy it, and once in a while we'll watch it. But they present this thing where the goal in life as a child is to grow up, go to college, be in a dorm, and party. It's part of the experience. Like you haven't lived if you haven't done that. I didn't do that, although I did have my BC years, and not bragging about that. But I lived without that. How many of you live without doing the dorm thing and all that? Joining a, what do they call it, sorority, they call it? Or a fraternity? Fraternity or whatever? That's supposed to be part of the American dream of living. Like, that's where a lot of kids die and ruin their lives. If you do these things for the glory of God, you can go to college. You can get an education. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying that when your idea is to live in sin and to do things that you're living by doing, it'll just destroy you. But you can do anything you do with the idea that it's not what you're living for, but who you're living for. I'm doing this to please the one I'm living for. I'm doing this to glorify the one I'm living for, and his name is Jesus. And graduation day is the day of redemption. And that's what you're living for, is that day when you stand before him and he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this Bible study from the phrase in verse 30, the day of redemption. And all of those scriptures that shed light on what the Bible means when it says the day of redemption. And Lord, I just pray that everyone can test themselves in the light of your word to allow the Bible to work like a mirror, to show us areas of our lives, things in our thoughts that need to be changed. And that even folks who are working and doing the work might have the wrong attitude about why they're doing it. They might have the wrong motive. And Lord, we just pray you'd fix folks. I don't try to fix anybody. It's all up to your Holy Spirit working with a willing heart. And I pray that the hearts that heard this are willing, and that Christians would learn to be thankful and grateful for what you have done in sparing this country for so long, the judgment that is really deserved, and for being so long-suffering. And even when you put an imperfect man like President Trump in, you use him to already start to shoot down and cut down the socialistic policies and the abortion policies and the sodomite policies, already removing the LGBTQ rights page from our White House website, already removing the Obamacare page from the website, already passing the executive order to begin the repeal and replacement of the socialism care that was called Obamacare. All these things, Lord, and we know that we're probably not going to like everything, but we are so thankful for what we see. And again, the fact that you have stayed your hand of judgment and even giving us some blessing, all undeserved. Let us be thankful, and let us want to serve you in our own lives, not just sit back and watch, but to get involved, to get active, to preach the gospel, to hand out the gospel tracts, to pray for the lost, to pray for this nation, just to be active, doing something with what time we have left on earth, and doing it out of a love for you and a desire to the praise and glory of the name of Jesus. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
My King who sits on high.